Hi, this is Chris Leone, and you're listening to Add Your Two Cents. Today I'm speaking with Arizona Independent Kathy Connect. She's running for the State Senate in District 21. What I've heard. Whoa, where do you go when you don't want no one to know? This is the third of three episodes in which I spoke with Kathy.
Tell me one of the lowest points that you've had so far in your campaign. Then we'll hit the high points on the end.
Oh, the low points.
One low point. Just give me what you think.
Oh, and I actually took a note to that. But what did I say? See, I'm such a positive person. I have trouble even coming up with low points. Oh, I would say this. The low point is always approaching people and talking about good ideas and talking about how we're going to move our community forward. And then they ask that question. I mean, I hate to beat a dead horse on this partisan thing, but they'll say, well, are you an R or a D? And when you tell them that you're neither, it is, you know, you get the hand. You get talked to the hand. I'm sorry. I can only vote for my party. And that's very discouraging. That's very discouraging because what that kind of says is, you know, your experience doesn't count. Your reputation doesn't count. Your character doesn't count because regardless, that when people are only going to vote for their party. And so that's disheartening because that's kind of working against what we're trying to do. And it's difficult because so much of people's political perspective right now is so heavily dominated by national politics, and people are looking through that filter and spending a lot more time maybe talking or listening to a screen and listening to what the pundits are saying instead of talking to their neighbors and evaluating what's going on in their community that good state level government might help improve their lives, right? So I think it's that. I think it's that pervasive national filter that's not real positive and tends to taint the conversations that trickle down into our local communities.
Yeah. Before I tell you my little, I just want to say thank you, because you articulated that talking to the hand thing. That always just bothered me, and I'm trying to, and I know people are busy and all that stuff. That, the hand comes up, you're like, okay.
And it's not very often.
But what you just articulated really is exactly what it was making me feel. It's making me feel that, your experience doesn't count, your motivation, your ideas don't count, what you've done, your thought. It's like, I don't care, anything about, I'm just talk to my hand. The way you put that was perfect. It was perfect. So now, and it happened a lot. There's no doubt about it. That's one of the things you get used to, talking to hands.
Well, fortunately for me, I would say it hasn't happened a lot. But even as far back on my gathering signatures for my school board races, there were some people, the first question they wanted you to answer is, what party are you? And even if I would say, well, one, I'm an independent, and two, it's a nonpartisan race.
Yeah. Well, here, my lowest point, and I can tell you exactly when and where it was. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings. I was at I was attending a Red for Ed gathering. I just saw it on Facebook or something like that, and said, come out to Buffalo Wild Wings for lunch, half drinks or whatever like that, half price drinks and lunch, and support Red for Ed. And so I went out there, and Anita Malik, who is a Democrat running for the U.S. House of Representatives against Schweikert. She has some primary competitors, Heather and another gentleman. I can't remember their name. But anyway, I met Anita Malik, and I met her whole team. They were at a table, and we were the only were the only ones who showed up for this Red for Ed thing. And so we're chatting away and everything, and I'm pretty pumped up. I think I'd gotten like 800 signatures or 900 or whatever. Maybe I was up to 1,000. And so we started talking. She goes, well, how many signatures do you need to get? Anita asked me, how many signatures do you need to get before you're done? And I go, well, I need to get 1,600 and plus I got to get a cushion. And that's when I found out that Anita, who's running for a full-time position in the U.S. House of Representatives.
I'm waiting for it.
It's coming. A $250,000 a year job with a budget, a staff budget of like $2 million. Okay. All that stuff, all those, the gravy and everything. And here I am running for a part-time 24,000 year job with maybe, reimbursements for travel expenses at most. She only needed like 1,200 signatures. I was like, oh, I blocked. I don't think she recognized how depressed and disheartened I was. But even she's like, yeah, that's really unfair.
Yeah, well, like, oh, yeah. You know, here's the thing. There's when we get in there, Chris, maybe we can change the rules. But right now, the rules were made by the partisans, and that is what it is. So we just got to live with it until it changes. But I hear you.
It took me 2 weeks to get over it, but then I'm like, Chris, you didn't get into this because it was easy. You knew it wasn't going to be hard, but yeah, that was the low point, and I was out for a while until I just said, forget it, push forward, block that whole thing out. But yeah, maybe we can make it easier. But really, you're right. We got to play by the rules. Those are the rules.
The parties made the rules, and I understand that. So that's okay.
And I want to, yeah, it's okay.
It is. And you know what? The important things are always hard.
Yeah.
The important things are always hard.
So that was my, I clearly remember sitting there. We are definitely going a little longer than most of my podcasts here. But so what's the high point so far?
So in general, it's knocking on doors in the community, and people know me. That's so exciting. Maybe there are people whose kids have gone to our schools in Peoria, or there are people who work for our school district, and I've been around a while. Or maybe they, I used to write columns in the Republic a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe they read me. But if they know me, and that's such a welcome and encouraging thing to experience, is like, oh, Kathy Kinnick, we know you. That's awesome. But the specific one was, it just so happens my cousin is a young mom. She lives on the far west end of LD21. I live on the far east end of LD21. And she agreed to have a party for me. And so we were talking on the phone before that came off. And she said, you know what, Kathy? She said, all these people that I've invited to come meet my cousin, her cousin, she said, I would say your name and they go, oh, we know Kathy Kinnick. And that's on the other end of the LD. And the fact that they did know who I was just really validating to me and encouraging, right? Like, wow, if they know me and they like me,
recognition.
I got to keep moving. This is cool. We got some momentum here. So that was a high point. Very, very invigorating.
Well, that is fantastic. Yeah. And it kind of dovetails with my high point because, yeah, you, I looked at your bio. I've kind of been following you for a while because I was looking for other independents. And I always had the thought of, hey, there's another independent out there. You might want to, kind of hook up with them and share best practices. And, your resume is great. I mean, you've won 3 elections and I'll be honest, I was, she's got her stuff together. She's got, and so
you're so kind.
I was my high point, and I mean this, and I don't have any name recognition. I have yet to say, oh yeah, I know you, Chris Leone, except for the guys that I used to work with when I was at H&R Block for 15 years. They're like, I did run into one of them at the movie theater. He's like, oh, you're running. Oh yeah, good, Chris. But
ask him for a donation?
No, I didn't. I was running around trying to get popcorn. But my high point, and I mean this sincerely, it's not flattery, was when Kathy Kinnick sent me an email you sent me an email. Want to have coffee? I was like, yes, she knows about me. She knows I'm on the map. I mean, to be, first of all, to know that you knew that I was running as an independent and that you wanted to have coffee with me was like, yeah.
All right. Well,
that was my high point.
Well, let me tell you why I did that, because I was looking at your website and it's very clear that you're a writer and that you articulate your ideas with such clarity and such directness that I was impressed by that. And certainly I wanted to share with somebody a common experience, but to bounce ideas off you. And your listeners might be interested in knowing that we don't agree on everything.
Right.
That's part of being independent. But we can respect each other. We can listen to each other. We can learn from each other. And always keep in mind that there are constituents out there who are looking for quality representation, and that you and I want to be those representatives. And so maybe they'll give us a chance.
Maybe. Well, that, I think we should end it on that. That's a great note. And so you guys out there in podcast world, you've just been listening to another episode of Add Your Two Cents. I am going to put all the information on how to get hold of Kathy Connect on this podcast. It'll be in the About This Episode section of the podcast. You can find links to her social media and her website. My stuff's already all there. But thank you all for listening. And Kathy, thanks so much for joining me.
And Chris, thank you for including me. And I'm happy to have met you. And I hope we can collaborate a long time in the future.